Well, here we are for another Sabbath of God. I'll start the video. There's a countdown. Shrink that. And our study is up. Here we go. Messiah Congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach. Welcome everybody, part of the Congregation of Israel, Dot Israel. Today's God's holy day. May God bless this day in Yeshua's name. May God bless the reading. Let it be fruitful for everyone. Let us learn something out of it, Father. I'll give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
There's my website if you want to contact me, and there's my phone number, and there's my email. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, if you want to join us. Today's June 6, 2026. God's calendar, we always bring up. We are now in the third month of God called Sivan, day 20. Found in Esther 8:9. Today's topic is be a good vessel of God. We are commanded by God, Deuteronomy 4, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Jehovah your God which I command you. Deuteronomy 12, 32. What things soever I command you, observe to do it, you shall not add thereto nor diminish from it. And of course, Proverbs 30. Add not unto his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. That's right. We are supposed to be new creatures in God. Ephesians 4. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man or woman, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man or woman, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. True holiness. Paul tells the Corinthians, therefore, if any man or woman be in Messiah, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. And Brother Amos tells us, can two walk together except they be agreed? Paul uses a term, every wind of doctrine, in Ephesians 4. Be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Brother John says, now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. Paul tells Titus, if there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, the Jews that reject the Messiah, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. They want to get paid, you know. And we're not supposed to give heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men which turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. It's not a good thing to do that. Paul tells Timothy, he's an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, which is our hope. He says unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord. as I besought you to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end, that means the goal of the commandment, is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, genuine. For which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. So I looked up word jangling. Jangling means vain talking, empty talk.
Talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Back to Timothy. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Well, we know that the law is good if a man or woman use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law, the judgments, is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, men slayers.
And it's not made for the righteous because they're already ordained before.
Right. It's made for, it says, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that's contrary to sound doctrine, sound doctrines in the Bible. The Hebrew says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Why? They gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
And these are believers.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, severed. But refute profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Paul tells Timothy, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Here's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and I believe it's about now, when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap together, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Paul tells the Romans, I beseech you therefore, brothers and sisters, mark them which cause divisions and contrary doctrine to contrary offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple, which is really bad. So be aware of false brothers and sisters. Paul tells the Galatians, and because of false brethren unawares brought in, got to watch out for that. Paul tells the Corinthians, false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Messiah. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Fake. Therefore, it is no great thing if his, Satan's, ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, which they're all going to end up in hell. Think of all the religions that don't believe that God was manifest in the flesh. Brother Paul says to Timothy, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, and that's Yeshua. Brother John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's Yeshua. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Brother John says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Yeshua the Messiah is come in the flesh of Israel. He's a deceiver and an anti-Messiah, anti-Christ. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Messiah had not God. That's why you got to read the Bible. He that abides in the doctrine of Messiah, he had both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, the doctrine from the Bible, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bids him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deeds. Here's some vessels of God. This is Acts 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he be found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Paul said, or Saul said, he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Yeshua, whom you persecute. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, right? And he, trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless. They only heard a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias! And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. And he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he had bound, and here he had authority from the chief priests to bind and all that call on your name. But the Lord said unto him, go your way, he's a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And the Lord said, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Yeshua, that appeared unto you in the way as when you came, had sent me that you might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it were, had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and went, was baptized. So Paul was mighty, and Paul says, I say the truth in Messiah, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Messiah, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, that's the Jews, who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Messiah came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. And not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither had done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calls. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And that's exactly what happened. This is said, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, God said.
So God hates?
Yeah. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. We all need the mercy of God. For the scripture has said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore had he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardens. Sometimes you might say unto me, you might say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who had resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who are you that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me thus? Had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory? Even us, whom he had called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. And he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, then the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And Isaiah said before, as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabbath, the Lord of hosts, had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and had been like unto Gomorrah. My wife and I were in Israel. We've seen Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just ash. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which follow not after righteousness have attained to the righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. That's Messiah.
The works of the law is sacrifice.
Yeah, the works of the law is sacrifice, right?
Not by the blood of Messiah.
Not by the blood of Messiah. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoso believes on him shall not be ashamed. It's Messiah. Paul tells the Thessalonians, furthermore, then we beseech you, brothers and sisters, that you exhort you by the Lord Yeshua, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, and you would abound more and more. And you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Yeshua. And this is the will of God, even your sanctification, they should abstain from fornication, which we do. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who had also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I should write unto you, for yourselves know, for yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Paul tells Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Again, we have to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth the canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philistus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past and overthrown the faith of some. They're in hell, those guys. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and that everyone that names the name of Messiah depart from iniquity. And we don't sin on purpose. Amen. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man or a woman therefore purge themselves from these, they shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Brother Peter says, likewise, your husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. You know, we're still waiting for the return of Yeshua the Messiah. One day he's going to come back and crack open the eastern skies, and we'll see what happens. We have to wait with patience. Psalm says, wait on Jehovah, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on Jehovah. Here's Psalm 37. Wait on Jehovah, keep his way, and he shall exhort you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Here's some Proverbs. Say not, I'll recompense evil, but wait on Jehovah, he shall save you. So we have to have patience. Luke, in your patience, possess ye your souls. Is Luke 8. They that are on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, bring forth fruit with patience. They bring forth fruit with patience. Romans, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Faith in his blood.
Faith in his blood, that's right. Got to have the faith in the blood of Yeshua to be cleansed. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations works patience. And patience gives you experience, and experience gives you hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Paul tells the Romans again, if we are saved by hope, the hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Paul tells the Romans again, whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and of consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Yeshua, the Messiah Yeshua, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Paul tells the Colossians, for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of Jehovah unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the glory, to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness. We thank God for that. And translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We thank God for the blood of Yeshua, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, Messiah, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled. He brought us to him in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. And that's only if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Paul says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work and faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Yeshua the Messiah in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brothers and sisters, beloved, your election of God. Paul says, For we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. We like that verse, huh?
Yes.
We'll read that again. Seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. See that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Paul tells the Thessalonians, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Messiah. And we wait for Messiah. So in closing today, make sure you're a good vessel of God. I thank you for joining us, and may God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. And I thank you for being here. May God bless everyone today. May God always be with you and heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Shabbat Shalom. Mm-hmm.
It's a good study.
Let me stop the audio.